Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
And as you know, I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to go ahead and wrap up. I wasn't going to do a part three. We was going to jump into talking about faith and facts. But instead of talking about faith and facts, we want to wrap up this series, this discussion that we've been talking about, which has to do with knowing is growing. If you know, you grow. It's impossible to know and not grow. Because if you know and if you don't grow, then there is a cause. The cause, as we've been revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, is your payoff is not being received. So I'm not going to work if I'm not going to get paid. I don't know about you guys. The universe doesn't pay us in money. The universe pays us in feeling. So nobody is in a relationship unless they are in a relationship with something or someone that makes them feel blank. So everything you do is for a feeling. Now, you go to work, you think, because for money. No. You go to work because of the way money makes you feel. So when you get money, you go and you give it to somebody in exchange for the thing that makes you feel. That's why you work. So we got to take a break. Why should you take a break? Well, there is this pause break or power pause. Brother Zach talks about it. Brother Zach has a group, and he talks about taking, he posts pictures of him taking a pause break. And I learned this technique a long time ago. Anytime I'm in a dilemma or in a problem, I take a break. I stop everything that I'm doing. So I want to make sure that we've talked about the problem. We talked about, you know, in part one, we talked about knowing is growing. We broke down and we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that, okay, the reason that we don't grow is because we don't know. And we talked about how to live, because living is learning. So we're living, we got all these life experiences, but we're not where we want to be. So we talked about how to turn your weakness into your strength on yesterday. We talked about how to take your flaws and turn them into your successes, how to take your liabilities and turn them into assets. We talked about looking at your strength, which is also your weakness, and then making your strength, I'm sorry, your weakness, your strength. How? Monetize it. That means get something back for it. Let's say you got a very bad habit. Let's say you smoke the ganja. And in America, unless you're in Colorado and California and certain places, smoking a ganja, smoking MJ, marijuana, Mary Jane, whatever they call it these days, is not as frowned upon. But for whatever reasons, you like smoking a ganja. Quote, unquote, that's a bad thing. So since you're not going to stop, you either move to Colorado, because guess what? It's legal over there. Move to California, or you monetize it. You help other people either manage it or get off of it. Now, you don't stop smoking the ganja because, again, smoking the ganja is a part of your life path. It's like you don't take out your heart because it's flawed. You put it on pacemaker. You fix it. You find a way to make it work for you. It's the same thing with your problem. Whatever your problem is, you find a way to make your problem work for you. So I'm a three. I'm a six, which is two threes. I'm a three, which is a three. I'm a nine, which is three threes. And then I'm a three again. So basically, I'm just a three. That means I can start 15 things in about 2 minutes. Unfortunately, I never finish nothing. So I need a job that pays me to start stuff, and then I need to get with somebody who knows how to finish stuff. Obviously, I can't finish it, but then getting with somebody to finish it, what if they don't want to finish it? It's not their stuff to finish, as I found out. So I got to figure out a way to finish stuff because I'm starting stuff, but I'm not finishing. So I got to creatively come up with a way by which the things that I start, I'm able to finish. So I did it in the area of diet. So right now, I eat anything I want, any time I want, but how do I manage it so my weight, I don't get up to 300 pounds? Well, I exercise, I developed a program that uses my creativity, so my creativeness is extreme. So when I exercise, my heart rate is 130 beats a minute. Now, go to any doctor and ask them, hey, doc, do you recommend, getting your heart rate up to 130? They're going to look at you like you're on drugs. I know no doctor will tell you to elevate your heart rate up that high. Why? It's dangerous. You could stroke out. You could pass out. So how do I get my heart rate up that high? Because I run full speed for 15 seconds, and then I get off the treadmill. Then I jump back on. Why? I'm so creative. I can do anything for short bursts. I'm a sprinter. Did you see Usain Bolt running anything longer than a 200-meter sprint? Put Usain Bolt in a 400. Put him in an 800. Put him in a mile. He's going to get smoked. Usain Bolt is not stupid. You will never see him running an open mile. But he will race anybody in a 100-yard dash. You won't see Usain Bolt racing nobody in the 60. Because notice, did you watch the Olympics? He was dead last at 60 meters. Because he's so tall, it takes him a while to get full speed. So they run the 60 meters in the indoor championship. Why don't Usain Bolt run the 60-yard dash? Why don't he run the 40? In football, they only run 40-yard dash. Everybody know your 40 time. The fastest one of the 40s. Now, when I ran 40, I used to run about a 4-4, 4-3. That's like, well, most people run 4-2. How can race anybody in a 40-yard dash even now? I go out and race these young kids. They think they can beat me in a 40 because I'm short and I got a good start. But after 40 yards, it's a wrap. That's what creativity is. So I have to know that about myself, but I got to take a pause. Once I figure out all of my strength and all of my weaknesses, stop. The problem is nobody does it. Nobody stops. People figure out, I just finished a client. I was talking to her, and then we was going through, and she knows everything that I just shared, but she's still working two jobs. She's still doing all of this stuff. She's a six. She's taking care of her mother, her father, her brother, grandmother, and she's the only one working like a Hebrew slave, working three jobs, 21 years old, working like a crazy person on the treadmill of life. See, I've been there and done that. You cannot get on the treadmill of life and on the treadmill of purpose. Can't do it. You can't run on two treadmills at the same time. What's my point? Stop. Do you stop what you're doing? No. You stop what you're thinking. Let me make sure you understand what I just said, because this is a cookie blower. Anybody want to get their cookies blown today? Let's blow some cookies. Do you know what you want from life? And are you able to choose it? Oh, man. Let's take a pause. Just because you know your purpose, just because you know what you want, just because you know who you are, just because you know where you at, because you know that something's not wrong with the biblical text, just because you know that broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to righteousness, Christianity is the broadest religion, just because you know that, are you able to choose the opposite of that? No, you're not. If you were, you wouldn't be listening to this call. Just because you know something doesn't give you ability to choose to exit something. Because what you know is a magnet. You're part of the magic net. Father, touch the minds of your people. So I know I'm in a bad situation. Can I get out? No. Do you think when somebody flies into a spider web, you ever watch something be caught in a spider web? I like watching it because the thing that's caught in the spider web is struggling, not knowing that the more it struggles, the more it gets entangled in the web. The thing that gets caught in the spider web should stop struggling, but it doesn't. It panics and it starts to struggle. You know, when I almost drowned, I remember I was driving, I jumped off the Brazos River. Now, I don't know if you ever go from people that's in Texas, in Richmond. If you leave in Richmond, Texas, there is this old rusted out bridge. It's a train bridge. I was stupid enough to climb on top of that bridge and jump off into the river. Now, I was a decent swimmer, but I had no idea of the current and the depth. That river is, man, it's like 3, 4, 5, 6 stories high. So from the time when I jumped off the bridge and I hit the water, I hit the water wrong. And I lost my wind. I got the wind knocked out of me. So the first thing I did when I went under was I took a deep breath of air and I got water. And I was underwater coughing, and the water in the Brazos River is so muddy that you can't see. And when I went down, thankfully, my brother was on the bank and I didn't come up. And my brother was waiting for me to come up, waiting for me after like about 30 seconds, and they couldn't see me because you can't see through the water. It was too muddy. And while I was underwater, my bearings was lost. I didn't know what was up and what was down. And I panicked, and I started to struggle. And when I panicked, I took in more water. And then that's when I kind of like started coughing and choking, and I started to blank out. And then the next thing I know, somebody was grabbing me. And thankfully, my brother, you know, saved my life. Otherwise, I would have drowned. But the reason I drowned was because, so let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Right now, you may not be in the situation that you want to be in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and a relationship. So what you should do, whatever you're doing, stop doing it. And take an assessment. Because the reason that you cannot choose out of the current box that you're in is because the box that you created is a magnet that attracts. That's why you're in that box. So being poor is never about how much money you have or don't have. Being poor is about what thoughts that you thought or think. Being in a bad relationship is never about the other person in the relationship that you're with. Being in a bad relationship is about the thoughts that you're thinking that attracted the person in the first place. Being unhealthy is never about the amount of exercise or diet that you do. Being unhealthy is about the thoughts that you think that allow you to eat the way that you eat, exercise the way that you should. So if you understand that your being determines your doing, your doing doesn't determine your being. How can you assess that? You can't unless you stop. So my advice to anybody listening to today's show, stop what you're doing. If you're calling somebody, stop calling them. If you're eating certain food, stop eating it. If you're doing a certain exercise, stop exercising. If you're reading a certain book, stop reading it. If you're attending a certain class, stop class, stop doing it. Because you got an option today, death or destiny. That's your choice today. Today, you have to choose destiny or choose death. Now, the not making a decision is making a decision. When you choose not to leave or stay, you are choosing death. So when you take a pause, that pause that you take is for a very short time. It's to assess your situation to determine your next course of action. So when you're sitting there taking a break and relaxing, what you are doing is you are analyzing your current state of affairs. So to know what your current state of affairs is, just look around. All you got to do is, okay, what do you have in your life? Everything that you have, look at your car. Look at your house. Look at the condition of your house. Is it messy? Is it clothes? Is there clothes all over the floor? Is there dishes in the sink? Look at your car. Is it vacuumed? Is it dirty? When was the last time you washed your car? Look at your own self. Now, you bathe and brush your teeth every day, but what is the quality of your hygiene? When last time you've been to the dentist? How are you taking care of yourself? Look at your children. Look around, brother. Look around, son. Look at your environment, because you are part of, you are the magnet that drew and draws everything into your environment. You bring about what you think about, not me. You. So if you want to change the magnet, if you want to change the environment, change the thought. So the magic net is the word magnetic. Look at the word magnetic. Now, we are electric. We are electrical. Do you know the word electric is the word elect and the word city? Please look at the word electric. Please. Look at the word electric or electrical. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical, a.k.a. magnetic being. So therefore, as that, biological means bio, which means course of living. Ology based on words. The way that you live your life is based upon the words that you choose. Notice who chooses the words. You. You don't choose the words that come in, but you choose the words that stay. That means electric. The word electric means electric city or electric cell. The word electric means elect cellular. So on a cell level, everything that you do affects you, your blood cells. Your blood cells control your life, homie. The nucleus or the nuclei inside of every blood cell is a nucleotide. That is the nuclei that ties you to the old clay. So the nucleotides of the body establish the gene expression of the body. This, my anointed brother, this, my beautiful, educated sister, is called the biology of business. It's a term that I call biological business, biobiz. You want to blow your cookies? Join my Clarinomics group. Because in there, we're talking about this pause. When you take a pause and you assess your situation, you can't get out of the net. So what I'm telling you actually is a waste of time unless we continue talking. Look at the word magnetic. The word magnetic is the word magic, M-I-G, and then net, N-E-T. So you are part. You ever seen a magnet? Type in the word magnet. Magnet. Click on images. And notice the iron filings of the north and the south end of the magnet. How the magnetic field is projected outside of the magnet. The earth has a magnetic field. Type in earth's magnetic field. Click on images. It's a cookie blower. That's you. You, like the earth, have a magnetic field. And you repel things and you attract things. Your thoughts establish your magnetic field. Let me say that again. Your thoughts, not mine, not the Reverend, not the bishops. Nobody but you. Now, things affect your thoughts, but you select your thoughts. That's what the Bible says. Bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Remember, God means grantor of destiny. Is your thought taking you in the direction of your destiny? No. Why not? You selected them. Now, you didn't bring them in, but now that they are there, you choose if they stay. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. There was a great gentleman who I had the honor of meeting by the name of Darrell Rutherford. He wrote a book called The Being Solution, where like the great Dr. Miles Monroe helped me establish everything that I know about purpose. The great Dr. Darrell Rutherford helped me establish everything I know about being. The great Dr. Bruce Lipton has a great book called The Biology of Belief, helped me establish everything that I know about biology and metaphysics and theobiology and biobusiness. Because what they did for me is what I'm trying to do for you. Establish your being, the ability to choose outside of the box. Today's show is everybody know what they want out of life, but you don't have the ability to choose. How do you choose to be something? You simply say, I am blank. Now, I can say, I am a millionaire. But what does that mean? Just because I say I am, you know that is the greatest, according to all science, when you say I am, that is what God told Moses. When Moses says, who are you? He said, I am that I am. Asha, ayah, asha, ayah, asha, ayah, however they say it in Hebrew. That means I am blank. So God says, I am. You fill in the blank. That's what I am to you. Say what I just said. So let me say it again for you, my brothers and my sister. God gave you a blank check, and he says, fill it in. So God says, I am that blank I am. Oh, man. Father, touch the minds of your people. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. God gave you a blank check. Right now, you got a check in your hand that was given to you by the King of Kings, the creator of all creators, not the creative God, but the creator God. So you have this blank check, brother, and this blank check, sister, that says, I am blank, I am. So you can say, I am that. What do you want to be? So now you make the statement. Nothing happens until the statement becomes a neural net in your brain. So every day, all day, 24/7, 365, during your pause break, this is what you do. I am that millionaire. I am. I am that healthy person. I am. I am that wise person. I am. I am that person in a good relationship. I am. So God says, I am that, whatever you want me to be, I am that to you. So God comes to you at your level, and he presents himself to you as you. Let me say that again. This will blow your cookies. God meets you at your level. So you a Muslim? No problem. God said, I will be a Muslim. Jesus became a pagan to save pagans. He became a Muslim to save Muslims. He became a perennialist to save perennialists. He became a Kabbalist to save Kabbalists. He became a Luciferian to save Luciferians. God is all things to all people. I don't know if you understand. Your brain filters out. It doesn't let things in. Your brain is not your friend. Your brain is the thing that's keeping you a part of the magic net. Your brain keeps you in the box. It doesn't let you out. So the only way you can get out is to override the brain with the heart, because the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So since you are an elected city, and since you are and you create a magic net, you create it. So you mean to tell me I can create any kind of net I want? So I want to create a net that draws in $1 million. I want to create a net that when I'm 80 years old, I look like I'm 40. I want to create a net that I know everything. I don't have to believe. I got facts. I create a net that draws facts into me that verifies the truth, not a truth. I want a loving relationship where I'm able to travel, where I'm with someone who loves me more than I love myself, that treats me the way that I treat them, that we both validate each other, that is fun, that is spontaneous. I don't want this old, dried up, dead, creepy. No, 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 no. When I'm 80 years old, if I want to pop out babies, like when Dr. Sadie was, y'all know, unfortunately just passed away. Homie was in his 70s still popping out babies. Most men in their 70s can't even walk up a flight of stairs. That will not be me. Why? I am creating the net now. I ain't going to wait till I'm 80 and then start trying to do things to keep my youth. No, I'm starting today. So I suggest you start today, because you can't choose to get outside of the box until you create the consciousness that attracts the other box. You, my brother, you, my sister, must take a power pause. You must stop. Because the barrier to your success is your past. You have to turn your unhappy relationship into a loving relationship, or you got to choose to create and attract a new one. You got to turn your unhappy ignorance into wisdom. You got to create that. How do you do it? Thoughts. You bring about what you think about. Your thoughts are magic because they attract. Now, is it magic? No. I can tell you exactly what happened. Dr. Bruce Lipton's in his book, The Biology of Belief. If you really, really, really want to blow your mind, read that book. Or read my book, Neurotheology. So in my book, Neurotheology, or in my book, Glossolalia, you really want to blow your cookie, read that book. Glossolalia. What is that? What is glossolalia? It's what we call speaking in tongues. I don't know if you understand. So, in conclusion, let me make sure that you understand. You take a pause not to just sit back and do nothing. You take a pause to think those thoughts that establish that being that you are, not that you are going to be. If you can change who you are being, how do you do that? Who you are being, thoughts, determine what you are doing, reality. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of every person that's listening to this show. What would your life be like if you changed your polarity to the one that attracts the image that you're holding in your head? So right now, you broke, busted, and disgusted. At least that's what you're doing. But what are you thinking? See, I don't care what I see. I only care what I think. Because what I think must, by universal law, manifest in my hands. Guaranteed, it is impossible to fail. So you don't have an action problem. You got a thinking problem, my brother. You got a thinking problem, my sister. If you have a concept of reality, and everybody does, you live in a box. Anybody listening to my voice that don't have a concept. Now, the concept is your seed that establishes your need. But the problem is you don't have a need. So what we have to do is we have to go above that law. See, you are being deprived of the things that you want by another spiritual law. It's called the law of correspondence. The law of correspondence says that you can only have from life that which belongs by right of correspondence. Correspondence is another word for consciousness. I don't know if you understand. Heavenly Father, touch your people. If you, let me say the law of consciousness. I call it quantum. I used to call it Christ consciousness, but people get all, they're getting their panties in the wad when you say Christ. They start thinking all this religious bullshitness. I don't do religion, man. I do spirituality. I do consciousness. I do results. I did religion 40 years. It didn't get me where I wanted to go. So I got a new vehicle. I got out of that one, and I got in a new one. And it drives faster, and it operates a whole lot better. You are being deprived of the things that you want in your life by a ordinance. Now remember, there are statutes, and then there are ordinances, and there are municipalities. So your local county government create law that's overridden by the state. Your state's laws are overridden by the federal government. Now the federal government laws is overridden by the universe, a.k.a. the big G. So I don't know about you, my anointed brother. I don't know about you, my educated sister, but I'm going to operate on the universal law. Bump the federal law. Bump state law. Bump local law. I don't give a shizness about those laws. So people come up to me and say, brother, you know, so, you know, the Bible says I don't give a rip. I only give a rip about what the spirit or what the writer, the real one of the Bible says. Because the little G's manipulated what the big G said, and they rewrote it to benefit them. I'm not living for no little G. I live my life according to the big G. He's not on the planet. So I need quantum consciousness to go off the planet to talk to the big G. Everybody I know, they talk to the God of this world. His name is Samael, Sam, blind, El, God. And been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So I don't hang out with them dudes no more. So you come to me talking about what the Bible says, you know, God bless you, assalamu alaikum. It does nothing for me. I operate on a higher law. What's the higher law? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, I didn't make that up. It's written in the book that you say you believe. So since you say you believe the book by Baal, you know who Baal is? I don't know if you really want to know, so I'm not going to tell you. If you are still going by the book by Baal or the by Baal, may God have mercy on your soul. So should you throw out the baby with the bathwater? Absolutely not. You choose to create an environment that is conducive for your health. You choose, not nobody else. You choose. So there are certain laws that against these laws, when you operate on this level, when you maintain this disposition, against such things, there is no law. The law don't apply. Galatians 5:22. I don't know if you understand. If you don't memorize nothing, if you don't know nothing, if you cannot add 2 plus 2, you need to know Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against such things. And this is what you need to know. There is no law. The law is for the lawless, for the law does not apply to me. It applies to you, but it don't apply to me. So don't try to put your disposition and your bullshit system, your BS on me. I'm not interested. Now, not you personally, of course, but the system. The system says, oh, you know, all black people are rappers. You know, all black men are, you know, they are bad fathers. You know, all black men, they don't provide and protect for their families. All black, that's bullshitness. I don't fit in that category. That box that you created doesn't apply to me. I destroy boxes. So it is time for you to replace your self-doubt with self-confidence. It's time for you to walk in righteous indignation. It is time for you to speak with authority. Time for you to look the devil in the eye, and he should look away. It is time for you that when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. It is time for you to trample on snakes and scorpions and all powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you. It is time for you to realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It is time for you to say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and that mountain, get up and get out your way. What mountain you got in your life, brother? What mountain do you have in your life, sister? It is time for that mountain to go. And where did you get that mountain to go? As you take a moment and you stop and you analyze, okay, what do I got in my life? You know what? I'm not really feeling this, so I'm going to isolate. I'm going to vibrate. I'm going to correspond. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to put on the mind of Christ. I'm going to let this mind be in me. I'm going to let it. So you got to let it in, brother. You got to let it in. Jesus is going to come. He's going to knock at the door. And he's going to, hey, can I come in? He said, no, right now I don't believe that this is possible for me. He said, oh, okay. As-salamu alaykum. God bless you. And he's going to go on to the next person. Can I come in? No, I like being poor. Can I come in? No, I like being in a bad relationship. I like being with somebody who don't love me, talk trash to me, call me out of my name, slap me around. You know, I'm number three on the list. He got them, you know. I know women that they knowingly with dudes that cheat on them. Knowingly. They number three. Oh, boy, I got the pencil in me. Oh, no, I'll see you on Thursday at 2. What that fool doing the rest of the week? Oh, I don't know. Hold up. Let me get this right. So you with a dude. And you know. You have no idea. You don't even know what the dude do for a living? Well, yeah, I never asked. You've been with him for how long? 5 years? You don't even know what he does for a living? You never even been to his house? The dude married with 42 kids, and you cool with that. Yeah, you know, I can't do no better. Okay, God bless you, sis. I don't think I can help you. Yeah, I don't do stupid. I've been there, done that already. So you, I don't care what situation you're in. You're in that situation because you want to be. Now, when you get tired, and just know, it may take a while. It's okay. Take your time. But when you get tired, like I tell everybody, you worship Jesus. Oh, yeah, you pray. Okay, great. Take your time. Worship him. But when you finish, when you're done and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and listening to that same message every Sunday that says, hang on, brother. Your blessing is coming up a yonder. Tired of sitting on that same pew. Take your time. But when you finish, when you get tired, call me. Email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. When you get tired, take your time. But when you get tired, we can talk about the law of quantum consciousness, which says that you can only have in your life physically that which belongs to you. It belongs to you by right of consciousness, brother. It belongs to you by divine right. You don't ask for it, you freaking take it. And you take it with your brain, not with your hands. Don't tell me, man, about what your wife is doing to you. Don't talk to me about the white man. Don't tell me about the society or the system. I don't want to hear nothing about the Nibiru planet coming and the end of the world and the Nephilim and all that other bullshit. And it just means nothing. The only thing that matters is what's in your freaking brain. Why do you think they're talking to you about all of that stuff? Because they want to put it in your brain. I highly recommend change who you are being right now. And you change who you are being right now by making a being choice. You have the ability to choose you this day who you will serve. You have that ability. And that will change the very quality and the quantity and the concept and the reality of your life by simply changing how you think. You have a concept of reality that's a box. Although it may be a good one or a bad one, it's still a box. So I choose to create a box of my liking. I don't know about you, brother, but everything that belongs in the box is already there. So look around at your box, brother. Look around at your box, sister, because it ain't changing until you change. Everything you want for your life that you don't have is outside of your current box. Let me say that again. Everything that you want for your life that you don't have is outside of the current box, a.k.a. reality. Let me say that again. Everything that you want from your life or in your life, if it's not in your box right now. Okay, let me check. Okay, no, I took my bank account this morning. It didn't have $1 million in it. So therefore, the $1 million that I want is outside of my current box. So the thoughts I'm thinking ain't going to produce the $1 million that I want. Therefore, I got to change my thoughts. So everything that you want from your life that you don't have is outside of your current thought system. So therefore, I can't bring in $1 million with the same thoughts that don't bring in $1 million. It doesn't work. See, the odds are that you will never, ever, ever, ever get to have what you want from your life simply because your wants are not powerful enough to overcome the insecurity of being outside of your box. What you want does not override your fear of leaving what you have. What you want ain't big enough to make you choose to leave what you got. That broke, busted the relationship that you're in is not broken, busted enough. Your thoughts for a new relationship is not big enough to make you leave that old one. But today, one day it's going to come when you're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and then you're going to choose to think, you know what, maybe there's somebody else. You know what, maybe there's a possibility. You know what, maybe you're going to get on that job, and after 40 years of being on that job, they're going to give you a gold watch and a parking spot. And after that, you get your gold watch, you get your parking spot, you're going to be like, you know what, 40 years I dedicated my life to this country and to this job, and they're going to freaking give me a gold watch and preferred parking? Man, I'm out. When you do that, on that day, you step out of that box and you change your thinking and you say, "You guess what? There's a new job out there for me. I don't know where it's at, but I'm going to go freaking find it." When that day happens, call your boy. Email me because I will help you establish quantum consciousness that will blow your freaking mind. My brother, my sister, I am Dr. Will, Master Teacher 33 Rogers. Make no doubt about it. I know who I am. Do you know who the blank you are? If not, I highly suggest you take a pause and figure it out. If you need help, email your boy, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will. This ain't no doubt. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me see.